Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to episode number 8 in our series on marriage, love, and sexuality. Today, we're meditating on Jesus' teaching on contraception and natural family planning. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. They call it the silent schism, the fact that such a huge percentage of Catholics in the pews rejects the Church's teaching on contraception. It's really astonishing that this is the issue, the teaching that is so incomprehensible that people just can't accept it. Are people really going to say, oh sure, a homeless guy walking around Palestine was the creator of the universe, and what looks like bread and wine, also the creator of the universe. Oh yeah, and there's only one God, but it's three persons, not three gods. All that totally makes sense to me, no problem. What I just can't get my head around is that sexuality is directed towards fertility. That's just too mysterious for me to accept. Seriously? Or could it just be that we know the Church's teaching is true? We would just rather do what we want to. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The connection between sexuality and fertility is obvious just from our bodily design. Our reproductive organs are our sexual organs. Even at the level of our desires, there is the connection between sexuality and fertility. In a man, the sexual act is accompanied by the urge to give his fertility, and a woman's libido peaks at ovulation. In other words, in men, sexuality is linked with a desire for fertility, and in women, fertility is linked with a desire for sexuality. So yet again, all the church is doing is saying, hey, respect how you were made. Don't act against the design of your body. Don't frustrate the intrinsic form of your desires. Don't rip apart what belongs together in the human person. Leave sexuality and fertility together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's never healthy to separate what belongs together in the human person. Jesus himself said, "What God has joined together, let no one separate." It's not healthy to totally separate a person's head from their body. And it's not healthy to totally separate your work life from your home life. And it's not healthy to totally separate your personal convictions from your public actions. By the same token, it's not healthy to separate sexuality from fertility. Simply put, don't sterilize your sexuality. Don't sterilize yourself. Your fertility is a good thing. It's a gift from God. Don't attack it. Don't eliminate it, even for one night. Don't do anything to violate the way God has designed you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now sometimes, even when you begin the procreative process through a physical act of love between man and wife, some later event will prevent that process from terminating in a child. There are a lot of conditions that have to be just right for conception to take place. And some later breakdown of the procreative process doesn't go back in time to change the nature of the earlier act between husband and wife. The point is that not every act has to end up producing a kid, which might be fine. Kids are the biggest responsibility human life has to offer. They are a crushingly heavy but beautiful gift, and there may be reasons to hope that God doesn't give you that gift at this moment. So if a couple decides to refrain from intimacy when it's more likely that it could result in a kid, that's okay. That's the principle of natural family planning. As long as they are pursuing some other proportionate good, it's their call. They don't have to engage in the marital act, which is designed to get the procreative process started all the time. But when they do, they can't do something to deliberately thwart the procreative process they themselves have begun. They must trust in God and be grateful for whatever gift He gives, no matter how heavy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Everyone struggles with selfishness, especially with regard to our sexuality. And everyone, just about, is intimidated by parenthood. But what God has done is tied the two most beautiful loves life has to offer. He has bound them together, so that in pursuing the delightful, we will come to accept the heroic. Let's not shortcut God's design. Everything God has arranged, He has arranged for our happiness. Love of spouse flows naturally into love of children, and it is very good that it should be so.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Just want to remind you, if you're on the East Coast, Teresa and I and Dr. Troy Hinkle will be in Baltimore on Friday night for a wonderful potluck dinner and rosary and good conversation and friendship. And then Sunday morning in New York City, Mass at St. Vincent Ferrer, downtown New York, and then a rosary in Central Park. So come out and join us. Would love to spend a little time with you, get to know you. You can find all the information on our app at events or go to our website, schooloffaith.com. So, Teresa, you feel called to marriage. I mean, you're discerning and you feel that God's calling you to marriage. And you know a lot of young couples get married right now.
Yeah.
So what do you think a young couple should take from this meditation?
Oh my gosh. I think the biggest thing to remember when we're talking about theology of the body is that it's somewhat simple, but just because it's simple doesn't mean it's easy. And I think people, there's a lot of breakdown of communication with these topics because people are like, well, it's just not that simple when you're in the moment or when you're actually going through it, when there's a lot of passion, emotion, like it's not that simple. It is that simple, but it's not easy.
It's not easy.
And that's where we have to really emphasize the fact that it's heroic to love someone this way. It's heroic to approach marriage and the family this way. It's not easy, but it's right. It's simple. It's all about love. And we can't overcomplicate it, but we also can't understate how hard it is. And just because it's hard doesn't mean you're evil and wrong and all of your desires are wrong. You just need to refocus your desires.
That is well said. You know, we're getting here toward the end of May. Many young men will be ordained as priests.
Oh, I didn't know
all
that.
Across
that was
the world.
Specifically.
Yeah, the end of May is really a time mm-hmm. when that's when ordinations happen. And we recognize the heroic act, the heroic choice of mm-hmm. laying down your life and becoming a priest.
Yeah.
We need to have the same attitude for marriage and family
mm-hmm.
because it's no less of a call to holiness. It's no less of a mission. And it takes no less heroism.
Yeah.
But now imagine a man prepares for the priesthood. And imagine he comes to the bishop on the day of his ordination, and he says, I'm ready to be ordained. I don't think I'm ready for the responsibility of consecrating the Eucharist. I think I'm going to need 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
and then I'll be ready to consecrate the Eucharist. Or maybe I'm not ready to hear confessions. Give me 5 years.
Yeah. It's like that's nice. And I see where you're coming from, but maybe then you shouldn't be a priest just yet.
Precisely. This is the whole point with marriage. Marriage is a mission from God to extend, to build the kingdom of God through space and time mm-hmm. by having children. And if you're not ready for the responsibilities of the mission, then you're not ready for the mission. So young people really need to discern what marriage is all about. Marriage mm-hmm. isn't just about avoiding loneliness mm-hmm. or finding a good companion.
Or financial stability. I think that's a big thing.
It's not just about financial stability.
It's part of it. Like, I understand why people are just like, this is a financial decision. But that's where you really got to have faith and say, if this is what we're called to and if this is what's supposed to happen, God will take care of us. I've seen that happen with couples where they're like, oh my gosh, like, it's just not working with our lives right now. Like, I can't see how this is going to work. We're in different cities or different places in life and college and jobs. But God does work it out. Like, if that's what's supposed to happen, and if you care enough about that person, the financial side shouldn't be your biggest priority.
I'm thinking of when your mother and I,
mm-hmm.
we got married and went to Franciscan University at Steubenville for graduate school
mm-hmm.
2 weeks after we got married. She was working at the university. I think she was making a whopping $14,000 a year.
Oh my gosh.
And we were the wealthiest students there.
I'm sure. Because you had an income and you were a grad student.
That's right. That's right.
That's something.
But we had another couple that came to grad school, Tom and Rosemary McCabe. And when they came to grad school, they already had 2 children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, we were crossing the bridge from West Virginia to Ohio over the Ohio River. And Tom challenged me about fear of having children during grad school.
Mm-hmm.
And really challenged me to trust in God.
Yeah.
And we ended up, God worked it out perfectly. We got pregnant toward the end of grad school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to work for the church. And we had, you know, 5 kids in 7 years
yeah.
on a church income. And we've always had a house.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had three meals a day.
Yeah.
We've always had vehicles. God has always taken care of us.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would have calculated that on paper we can't afford kids, I would have,
oh,
I would
gosh.
Be the most impoverished man in the universe.
Uh-huh.
Because life is so much better with you five kids.
Yeah. It also, obviously, it changes what you have to work for. You have to rise to the occasion. You have to meet that. And even in the situation where things don't work out, you always had people that were stepping up as Catholics and helping.
Always.
And also doing the same for other people.
And that's precisely how the Catholic community, the whole world, is supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we're supposed to use our wealth and our time and our energy to help each other,
yeah.
to build the kingdom. And the greatest way to build the kingdom
mm-hmm.
is to have children.
And it worked so well, obviously, because you were on a church salary, but at the same time, you were working at a college. So growing up, all I remember is that we had like the best community in the world, is that we were always surrounded by college students and we had babysitters. And it was just like, I still remember a ton of those college students from when I was like under five, that it, again, God really provided that we just had the perfect environment to grow up in.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't what most people would have like recommended for financial stability with five kids, it was so beneficial. It was beautiful, but you couldn't have imagined how well it worked out. You couldn't have planned that. And if you're always thinking about how can I plan perfectly, it's not going to happen.
No. I wish we could change the way we view things so that we approached marriage like a young man approaches the priesthood.
Mm.
The call to heroism, the call to build the kingdom of God.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.